COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
Hour two on the most interactive sports talk show in town. I'm Paul Gallant. You want to jump in, you know how to do it. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Not as much pep in my step as I would like. Dealing with a little strep throat, doing the show from home. Shout out to the powers of modern technology that we were forced to use during a pandemic. Am I right? Shout out to them. Strep throat, no fun. The worst part is the fever and body chills that comes from it. So at the very least, I don't think I have a fever anymore, and I don't think I have any body chills, but the throat, still not doing so hot. So, speaking a little more slowly today, yelling a little bit less. Astros have lost 5 of their last 6 games after dropping 2 or 3 against the Rangers over the weekend heading into the All-Star break. I don't think there's anything to be concerned about. As far as actual injury updates, here's the latest that we got courtesy of some Astros reporters. Jeremy Peña's ramping up work in the weight room. Yordan, not swinging a bat yet. And as far as Jake Myers is concerned, Myers was put on the 10-day injured list. Zach DiCenzo was transferred to the 60-day injured list. That made room on the roster for the Astros to add Bryce Matthews, who they started over the weekend and began his major league career. Anyway, we're trying to figure out what the hell's going on with the Astros going forward. Who's going to be back soon? And are they going to be able to maintain this lead that they have built in the American League West? It's time for a little segment that we typically do on Wednesdays, but since he was on with the Astros flagship yesterday, are you down with Dana Brown? You down with Dana B?
This ball club's too good.
You down with Dana B?
He's pretty much given me the steering wheel and said, hey, this is your gig.
You down with Dana B?
These guys have been out for so much of the season that it feels like we're acquiring 2 new players.
I guess we'll see.
Astros GM Dana Brown on the flagship yesterday when asked about Astros entering the break with a 5-game lead in the American League West despite so many injuries. Quote, I think that we're the best team in our division. Dot, dot, dot. We'll finish the rest of that. I agree with him there. I am down with Dana Brown. And the best team in the league? Huh? I don't know if I would go that far. Because right now, what they are playing with is a team that is definitely not the best team in the league. They have a record that is one of the best in the league, but without Peña, without Myers, without Yordan, and without several pitchers, you are definitely not that. Not right now. Continuing from Dana Brown, sitting in first place and in a good spot is exactly where we want to be and where we think we should be. Also, nope, that's it. As far as Dana Brown talking about the state of the Houston Astros at this moment in time. Huzzah! Huzzah! Are you down with Dana Brown? Continues. Dana Brown was asked about Jeremy Pena. Here's what he had to say. They're taking it slow, but, said Dana Brown, quote, I think he may be one of the first guys to come off the IL, end quote. Okay, well, that's nice and vague. The Astros way. More from Dana Brown on this. Asked if Jeremy Pena could return for the Seattle series after the All-Star break, Astros GM Dana Brown told the team's pregame radio show, that's a little early, but Pena isn't far off. For what it's worth, he was fielding grounders on Saturday. So he's not far off, but it's a little early to suggest he'd be back for the Seattle series, the first series for the Astros out of the All-Star break. Okay. By the way, something of note, it seems that Jeremy Pena and his girlfriend enjoy the TikTok. I don't know how many people know that Jeremy Pena is dating Julia Grosso, who is a soccer player for the Chicago Red Stars and the Canadian women's national team. She scored the decisive penalty kick that won Canada the gold medal in the 2020 Olympics. Wow. Didn't know that. So she plays well in the biggest moments. He's played well in the biggest moments. And they're posting these, I don't know if they're cringe or cute TikToks together. There's something else. And they're posting a lot of them. And Jeremy's all aboard. So he does seem to be in love. So how about that?
Has he admitted that yet, Paul? Why are you putting, that's not very journalistically, there's not a lot of journalistic integrity behind what you just said right there. All I'm saying, man, is they're doing the couple's TikTok thing, and he doesn't seem annoyed by it.
That's all I'm saying. More from Dana Brown. Are you down with Dana Brown? Yordan Alvarez will be reevaluated Thursday, said Dana, quote, I think once that's over, the doctor could potentially clear him to start swinging the bat. As long as Yordan feels good, we're going to try to expedite his return. Yordan has, quote, absolutely no pain in his hand, end quote. What? Wait, what? That is a very, very strong thing to say. Especially considering all the misfires in communications that have come as a result of the Astros trying to figure out what Yordan Alvarez is dealing with. Yordan has absolutely no pain in his hand? Huh. I don't know what to make of this. I remember the last setback might have been a problem created by the way that the Astros send the message out. But if he has absolutely no pain in his hand, that would suggest the inflammation's down and that he should be good to go soon. We shall see. More, are you down with Dana Brown? Dana was asked about Jake Myers, who is now on the injured list. And Dana Brown said, Myers will miss, quote, at the very minimum, 3+ weeks, end quote, with his right calf strain. Okay, well, that's disastrous sounding. No, he's going to miss 3+ weeks, a month. I mean, if he's saying that, he could be out for a very long period of time. So we'll see. But that's definitely a less than promising update from Dana Brown when it comes to Jake Myers in the midst of his a career year. The Astros flagship did not ask Dana Brown about Fromber having a line drive off of his shin. Hopefully there's nothing wrong with him either. So there you go. That's Are You Down with Dana Brown. Whenever Astros GM Dana Brown talks, we just respond to what he had to say and determine whether or not we are down with what he said.
Him saying 3 weeks for Jake Myers is like, That might be season ending.
Out
like,
for the year. Like, that's how I feel.
Because
too.
Everything is like maybe next weekend. He might not need to go on the IL, and then the guy's out for 3 months. Like if we're starting at 3 weeks, that's pretty tough.
Yeah,
that's a tough prognosis.
Yeah, especially with that optimistic you-know-water up there.
Yeah.
Mr. Politician himself. Yeah, man. Got to be better than that. Anyway, so Paul Gallant Show. Sean Mapes is back at Mission Control. I'm doing the show from home because your boy's got strep throat, powering through like an absolute champion here. I'm not going on the IL like the Houston Astros. I ain't doing that. You want to jump in, you know how to do it. Up next, the Rockets are in the midst of summer league action. How about Reed Sheppard? He's doing a lot of things. We'll talk about all of the amazing things he did over the weekend next. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5. It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Astros are at the All-Star break. They lost 5 of 6 on their way there. They lost 2 of 3 against the Rangers over the weekend, but it's no big deal, at least in my book. We'll see if we actually see one Houston Astro at any point during the All-Star festivities over the next couple of days. No one's in the Home Run Derby. Maybe you see Josh Hader. I don't know, though. Whatever the case, there's other sports going on right now.
Paul, what are you talking about? There's no other league playing. And Wimbledon just ended, bro. There's nothing else going on.
Well, no, you fool, because Reed Sheppard, number 3 overall pick for the Houston Rockets last year, but maybe number 1 in your heart, if you are a smaller white guy that wants to make it happen in the NBA, Reed Sheppard is playing in the Summer League for the second straight year, and get this, guys. He's killing it. At least he did in his summer league opener against the Clippers. He had 28 points leading all scorers, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, and 3 blocks in the game. He shot 40% from the 3-point line as well. So that's fun, huh? That's what he did on Saturday. But then, against the Pistons yesterday, he had 18 points, but he was 6 of 19 from the field, 1 of 7 from outside, 3 boards, 1 assist, 4 steals, 6 turnovers. Okay. So if it's going to be inconsistent offensively, this is a guy who's going to be a bench player, and you're just hoping that the little things that he can do, the defense, the blocked shots as a 6'2" guy, these steals are something he's going to be able to bring on a regular basis and occasionally bring the shooting with him too. I do find it pretty hilarious. Like, this has got to suck if you're in the summer league. You're trying to make it happen in the NBA. You're trying to carve out a career. And you get blocked. Your shot blocked by some 6'2" white guy. I mean,
that was the number 3 pick last year.
Yeah.
Just like, didn't get to play, so now he's here.
I mean, that's part of it. And it is kind of interesting to look at the summer league and see who's playing and who isn't. Because Cooper Flagg played 2 games and the Mavericks shut him down. The tickets for Cooper Flagg's first game were insanely priced. Average ticket price for Cooper Flagg's first game, which was against Bronny James, but I don't know if Bronny James is still bringing the noise now. $223 for the average ticket. 100 level tickets, $1,000. Courtside tickets, $3,000. Get a life. You're in Vegas. Get a life.
There's a much more fun way to spend $3,000 in Vegas.
I'm going to watch Summer League basketball. I'm going to watch Cooper Flagg and Reed Sheppard. Again, if you have the money, I guess you have the money. But, like,
yeah.
Get a life.
Also, both Cooper Flagg and Bronny James, for whatever that's worth, like, they both, like, kind of stunk it up. Like, yeah. They were Cooper Flagg was good his second game. His first game was a struggle, including that he couldn't back down Bronny James at one point.
Bronny might belong, huh? But, yeah, these summer league games, you got to take it all with a grain of salt. But if you are one of these guys who's watching these players play for a second year, whether it's Bronny or Reed Shepard, or you're trying to beat these guys so that you can actually carve out a place in the league, getting swatted by a 6'2" white who looks like he's 18, that's tough to overcome. Like, you could be a great player and have a great night, but that one moment, that might be enough for a scout to shake his head and say,
Doesn't have it.
Just doesn't have it. Not that it. So we've seen a lot of Reed Shepard. We also finally got to hear from Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks after both were moved from the Rockets to the Suns as part of a deal that sent the Rockets Kevin Durant. Here is Jalen Green talking about the trade with a bunch of media in Vegas.
I'm super excited. A great organization, great people. It's going to be fun. And the position we're in, I think it's going to surprise a lot of people and make a lot of noise. So
I'm curious, when you look at just, you started something with Houston, like you were there when they were trying to figure it out, and then you were part of them making the ascension, and then you get traded. How did you deal with that or dealt with that?
I mean, it hurts. You know, Houston is home to me and forever will be home to me. You know, I started, my NBA career there, and I've, built a lot in there, in that situation. So obviously it was sad to leave. Obviously, but it's a business, though. You got to understand that when you're coming into the NBA. And I'm just thankful that, I have the opportunity to play basketball again, for another team that has been in the playoffs, been to the finals, and, winning basketball in general. So, yeah.
Very professional answer that he gave there. But a little bit later, slightly different vibes as he cut into a media availability around Dylan Brooks and asked Dylan Brooks about the trade, too.
What would you think we've been doing to Phoenix Suns?
I love the trade. Yeah. It gives me and, Jalen an opportunity to showcase, in Phoenix.
Motivation.
Great fans.
I said, motivation.
Yeah. And then for you especially when you play Houston, it's going to be a lot of motivation for you. I'm happy that, we both came together.
Motivation. It's a weird answer. I mean, I get that he's motivated, but like, hey, it's for Kevin Durant. And I've seen a bunch of folks, these are the same people in the fan base that Sean and I have talked about, how NBA fans, it just seems like there's a lot of hipsters who pick one guy and they back this guy up no matter what. No matter what they even see on the court, through thick and through thin. And there's a lot of people all of a sudden, surprisingly, who are worried that Jalen Green is going to blow up now that he's motivated. Motivation. Motivation. Guys, he might be good. He might not be good at all. Did he fit in with the Rockets anymore? Did he get the Rockets better by this trade? Yeah. It's weird that some people are having such a tough time saying goodbye. I mean, I get it. He was part of the rebuild. So were some other mediocre players. He was the best of them, I guess. It's weird. People are looking at that and saying, oh, man, we shouldn't have gotten rid of that guy. What? Because he's doing a presser with a guy he got traded to the same team of and saying, yeah, motivation. We're both motivated. I think they both, I think Dylan Brooks gets it. He's like, yeah, they traded me for Durant. Hell, there might be a little ego attached to Dylan Brooks that says, they traded me for Durant. I hunt bears. That would be funny if that's what he said. Yeah, I mean, they traded Durant for me and Jalen Green. Obviously, he's not doing that, but it would be pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. Also, him being like, it's an opportunity to showcase what we can do. And if I'm a Suns fan, I'm like, on defense, please. Dylan Brooks.
The
problems, what we talked about during the season, like a quick check of like, how's the Rockets offense doing is like, how many shots did Dylan Brooks take? Okay. They're, you know, 8 and 6 of them are threes. Okay, I can live with that. But once you start getting into like the teens and a lot of twos, that's when we have problems. And the Suns fans will hopefully or maybe at some point learn that. I don't know
on that.
But yeah, if you're Jalen, like, I get that, you know, if the Last Dance taught us everything, it's that you use anything as motivation, then you'll be right. As good as Michael Jordan. Just that simple. Just be motivated. But, you know, the Rockets did everything they could. Like, it's not like they treated him poorly in any way. Rafael Stone went out of his way to... Yeah, I wouldn't say like make a fool of himself, but make himself the main character of Houston radio and Houston sports talk for a day by defending you at a press conference very strongly. So I wouldn't say that you were done wrong in any way.
No, I wouldn't either on that front. But a lot of people act like they were. Oh no, they were traded for anything. They should have been here for life. It's very strange.
Yeah, these guys should have all get lifetime. If you're drafted in 2021 or 2022 to the Houston Rockets, congratulations. Lifetime contract. Nothing wrong. You could do no wrong.
Chris and Humble, where was his motivation in the playoffs? Coincidentally, he's choking in that clip. Damn. Damn.
Wow.
Accurate.
Chris from Humble off Chris the top Humble. Rope. That was big.
Good God. But not wrong. Not wrong there.
Yeah, that's always the thing with motivation. It's like, oh, this is what motivated. Like, oh, it took this playing in the NBA, playing in the NBA playoffs, and having 4 straight stinkers. That didn't motivate you. The 5th straight stinker still didn't motivate.
Did
you.
No, it was getting traded for getting Kevin Durant.
Getting traded for one of the best players of all time. Okay, got it.
Mustang Boy 7 says Lance said Jalen will perform on a rebuilding team, and he's right. I mean, maybe, but what is performing?
Wasn't he on a rebuilding team on the Rockets?
He did perform
this year.
But what is performing scoring 20-plus points? Because if that's the case, I don't know how many people heard this mid-summer league game interview with Rockets GM Rafael Stone. But Rafael Stone made some rather cutting comments about the amount of players in the league who are, I'm just going to get buckets, guys.
NBA is hard, man, and like I think one thing that sometimes gets lost, and I've seen it firsthand because of kind of the steps our team has taken, is, you know, it's, you know, getting 20 points on a bad team is something a lot of guys can actually do. Contribute, being able to stay on the court on a really good team, and we were a really good team last year. That's hard, and he, at times he really helped us, and at times it was a struggle. I think though, like coming into this year, he gets it in a way, and he's ready in a way that you can't be coming out of college. So I'm excited for this year for him.
A lot of guys can score 20 points in a rebuilding situation. It's not a shot fired, but it is the truth. There are lots of guys who can do that. I think Jalen Green and Cam Whitmore are guys who can do that. Green has done it. We'll see if Cam Whitmore can do it. But that's how I feel like we should be looking at these guys. Potentially good 6 men on championship kind of teams, or the kind of person who would be great to have in your fantasy basketball league, but probably isn't going to be helping his actual team do a whole lot of winning. So there you go.
Yeah. Every team gets to, you know, 95, 100 points every night. Like, every team does it. The worst team in the league gets to 95 points every night. Someone's got to score. Someone gets you there. So there's going to be a leading scorer who scores around 20. So, yeah, I mean, what he said isn't wrong. And, yeah, it is. It's harder to, like, play actual winning basketball than it is to
significantly
get buckets. So we'll see. I mean, the Suns last year had someone who got buckets too. His name was Kevin Durant. So we'll see.
And Devin Booker.
Yeah. We'll see if they improve with Jalen and Dylan Brooks.
That's Sean Mace behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. 713-780-3776 to call and text in. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN975. We're 52 days away from the start of the NFL season. 52. Who's the best 52 in NFL history? Who's the best 52 in Texans history? That and more. Stick around.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're ready for some football, baby.
The countdown to the NFL season continues with Paul Gallant.
Two days away from the start of the NFL season. Who's the best number 52 in NFL history? Who is it?
Who is she?
Or who is he? Well, it's got to be Ray Lewis. There's a lot of clips that we probably could have played of Ray Lewis giving seemingly nonsensical sermons that, you know, motivated players, even though he was speaking in tongues and probably was never very clear with what the hell he was saying. But Ray Lewis is definitely one of them. You've also got Robert Brazil, Dr. Doom, good guy. I've had him on the show before, who of course played for the Houston Oilers back in the day. He was the National Football League Defensive Rookie of the Year in 1975, two-time first-team All-Pro, 1978, 1979, four-time second-team All-Pro, seven-time Pro Bowler, playing for the Oilers from 1975 through 1984. He got inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame back in 2018. How many sacks did he have over the course of his career? It says 48 sacks, 13 interceptions, 14 fumble recoveries. But he was a linebacker, one of those 3-4 pass rushers. Paved the way for Lawrence Taylor types on the edge. How about that? What else do we have as far as number 52? How about the Houston Texans history of 52? A couple different options. You could say, hey, Barkevious Mingo. I'm kidding. You also could say, hey, what about last year, Jerry Hughes? But the best 52 in Houston Texans history is 100% Jonathan Greenard, who played that, who played for the Texans from 2020 through 2023, signed with the Vikings the offseason before last season, and in his first game against the Houston Texans with the Vikings, he had three sacks against that awful-ass Texans offensive line. Jonathan Greenard, 12-sack season with Minnesota last year. I'm not going to lie, I did not think he would be able to do it again outside of Houston, but 12.5 sacks in 2023, 12 sacks last season as part of that really good Vikings defense.
Made it close enough to where you go, like, was this worth the Danielle Hunter, like, switch and the extra money that you're paying Danielle Hunter, and especially now on his, on Danielle's new contract with the Texans? It's, like, just enough to where you're like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure Danielle Hunter's the better player, but they had very similar production last year.
Yeah. And I mean, Danielle Hunter's got the biceps thing going on.
That hell. I mean, that's
they're very, like, vascular.
That's like an extra, like, 3.5 sacks that just don't get added to his
career. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's the intimidation factor. He basically had 20 sacks last season. I know he didn't, but the biceps made it look like he could have, you know?
Yeah, they look, I mean, they look good on, you know, promotional material. Just like, wait, the Texans have one of these guys? They have a guy who looks like this on their roster? Yeah. It's getting off the bus. Looks great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watch out, Kansas City. But anyway, what's going on around the National Football League? What's going on? Another 49ers player is demanding a trade. And get this, it's a 49ers receiver. Also, get this, you've probably never heard of him, but Jawan Jennings wants a new contract or to be traded from the 49ers. He's 28. He has played there his whole career since being a seventh-round draft pick in 2020. He signed a two-year, $15.4 million deal in March of last year. He had 77 catches for 975 yards and six touchdowns, and he's going to make only $7.5 million this season. So he wants more, especially with Brandon Ayuk recovering from a torn ACL and MCL. So there you go, guys. Juwan Jennings, Texans. I'm sure there'll be some person that would have done that if not for them drafting Jaden Higginson, Jalen Knoll.
I mean, even still, you know, can never have too many receivers.
You know, that's a fair point.
In the eyes of NFL Twitter.
Yes.
Can never have too many.
That's a very good point. Can never have too many.
I mean, you start at least two of them in fantasy. A lot of times you start three of them, you know. And fantasy football, that's the same thing as regular football.
Pretty much.
As we all know.
Oh, yeah. By the way, it seems that everyone is coming around on something that we brought up on this show before, that Nick Caserio kind of hosed the entirety of the NFL because second round picks 35 through 64 still have not signed contracts with their respective teams. This is after the Texans gave Jaden Higgins a fully guaranteed contract May 9th. So we're 2 months later now, and not one contract has been signed since the Texans just completely broke things by giving Higgins a fully guaranteed deal. Pretty interesting. Pretty damn interesting. I bet that teams hate that Caserio did this. And they wish that there was a little more collusion here. But Caserio, treating his players right. Does this work out with Jaden Higgins? I don't know. Is it worth it for Jaden Higgins? I also don't know. But I do know is that they broke conventional wisdom and that everyone is in a holding pattern trying to figure out how to get their players that they drafted in the second round into camp. And the Texans just gave their guy a fully guaranteed deal.
Yeah, because it's possible, and, you know, if you really feel strongly about who you draft in the second round, like, it makes sense to fully guarantee him. Now, if every team started fully guaranteeing every second rounder, you're going to have some pretty rough contracts on the books.
Oh, yeah.
Given, I mean, you don't even have to go throughout the league of how many second rounders don't pan out. Just, like, Texans draft picks of the past, like, a lot of times, the most disappointing draft pick that they have is the second round pick.
Yep.
You know, especially true in the Rick Smith era of just like first round, boom, got it. Always at least a solid contributor. Second round, that's when, you know, him and Bill O'Brien, that's when things got a little scarier. That's when he got the Sula Filos of the world and the Ross Blacklocks of the world.
Yeah.
You know, was Zach Cunningham a second rounder? He kind of worked out. His second contract was an issue, not the first one. So, you know, if all 32 teams start full and guaranteeing their second rounders, like, just numbers-wise, like, it's going to be a terrible decision for some of these guys. And I can see why, you know, if you drafted a guy 55th, you're like, yeah, I don't care that the Texans fully guaranteed the 34th pick. I don't, that's different than how we view you.
I'm just going to go through all their second-round picks historically.
Oh, just the Texans' second-round picks?
So they did pretty well in their first draft. Jabbar Gaffney and Chester Pitts in the second round.
That's
pretty good ones.
That's,
yeah.
That might be the best that they've ever
second
had.
Second-round haul, probably. 2002. Now, 2003, Benny Joppru, a tight end. They did not have a second round pick in 2004 or 2005. D'Amico Ryans in 2006.
Oh, that might be the best pick.
Going a little bit further, Connor Barwin in 2009. Barwin was pretty damn good. He had 56 and a half sacks over his career. Ben Tate in 2010.
That's another good one.
2011, Brooks Reed and Brandon Harris. Brandon Harris is maybe my least favorite player that played for this team ever. The no-fly zone that always did the incomplete pass dance after everything that happened. My favorite second round pick, 2013, it was DJ Swearinger, who was fun. He was fun. Xavier Suafilo in 14, Bernardrick McKinney in 15, Nick Martin in 16, Zach Cunningham in 17, no second round pick in 2018, Lonnie Johnson, Life of Lotto, in 2019.
Great pick for the vlog alone.
Ross Blacklock in 2020. Yikes. That one may be the worst.
That was the draft pick from the DeAndre Hopkins trade. He was one pick before Jonathan Taylor.
Ooh. Jalen Petrie and John Mechie in 2022.
Yeah. Caserio got things back on track a little.
Petrie was good, and Mechie was a Juice Scruggs, though, 2023. I'm not feeling that one right now.
Don't love it.
Blake Fisher and Kamari Lassiter last year. At least Kamari Lassiter's saving face here.
We'll see on Fisher. Lassiter, so far, so good. So, it really is just that stretch from, like, 2014 on until Caserio, where it's just, like, it gets tough. Bernardrick McKinney is, like, up there with the best ones.
I can see why teams would not want to give a fully guaranteed contract to a second-round pick just looking at the entirety of the Houston Texans draft history in the second round.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
Because even, like, Brooks Reed, like, yeah, he was a solid player for a while, but, like, I wouldn't have been ready to go, like, yep, fully guaranteed. No questions asked. He's on our team for 4 years.
No, definitely not. He is Sean Mapes. I'm Paul Gallant. It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. 52 days away from the start of the NFL season. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Indeed it is. Well, some version of Paul Gallant. Definitely not the best version of Paul Gallant. We gave it a shot today, and hopefully I'll be feeling a little bit better, but I think I've reached the limit. I think I've reached the limit.
That's all right. I think Dana Brown, the Astros medical staff, would be proud of you for toughing it out. You didn't go on the IL. Gave it a go.
Yeah.
Inflammation in your tonsils, perhaps?
It's definitely a little tonsil inflammation. It's gotten to the point now, so every single commercial break, I've been going into another bathroom and doing a saltwater gargle, and then also chugging, like, hot water with honey in it and drinking water. And it's usually good for the first 5 to 6 minutes of a segment, but the last two at the end of it, I was like, oh, my God. It just hurts to speak.
You're helping, but then the talking for 10 straight minutes undoes all the help.
I didn't really think about that side of it. I think the last time I was dealing with something like this where I try to do a show from home? I don't even remember.
I know you did a show from home with Joe.
With Joe, yeah.
With Joe here, and I think that was strep related.
I think it was probably with strep because I just keep getting it. So I probably got to go see a doctor about this, like a real doctor.
Yep. Jeremiah Randall. I'll send you his info.
No thanks. The fact that it keeps on happening over and over again is a little bit concerning. I'm not going to lie. But I've had better days. So here's what's going to happen at 2 o'clock. We're going to turn things over to Jeremy Branham and Joe as they talk about all things Astros related. So it's going to be a brand new live episode
live
Inside the Icebox. So appreciate them stepping up. I always feel guilty whenever I can't make it to the end of a show. This has only happened, I think, once before. This is when I got food poisoning from Cafe Express, and I ended up puking into a trash can next to three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson just in the middle of a segment. I literally just paused for a moment. We were in the middle of a conversation, and I just told Ted, excuse me, got up, walked over to the trash can, and just Technicolor yawned all into that bad boy. And
Well, how'd Ted Johnson remember?
Ted was like, "What? Are you okay, man?" And we went to a commercial break, and Adam Spillane did the rest of the show for me. And I remember I left the studio, and luckily I lived very close to work. I left the studio, and I went into this room that had like a couch in it, and I just curled up in a ball in that couch for about 5 minutes before gathering the strength to walk down to my car and drive away.
Well, at least this time, you don't need to. You can just go in that couch behind you.
Yeah, that's
futon,
right.
Whatever that
that's
is.
That's right. Yeah, and with the weird Jeff Goldblum pillow.
Yeah, you can just crawl into that, snuggle with the Jeff Goldblum pillow.
Oh yeah,
is that a Celtics?
Oh, it's a Celtics throw blanket.
Okay, yeah.
It's a Florida Gators jersey. Yeah. It's a quilt. It's made of all sorts of things that I had as a while.
That's very cool.
A couple of people were asking, Paul, did you get your antibiotics from the Astros? Don't let an Astros doctor near your tonsils. Yeah, they'd decapitate me.
Yeah.
I mean, they would 100% decapitate me.
I mean, your tonsils wouldn't be bothering you at that point. That is, you know, it's a more extreme version of taking out your tonsils, is just taking everything off.
Just taking the whole head off. I mean, you won't have any tonsillitis anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah, but it would be very Astros to have you try to do a show and then 2 hours. You're Yordan Alvarez. Yordan Alvarez, you tried to pick up a bad swing. You made it through.
I think I Astros myself. I Astros myself. I Astros myself. I really thought I was going to be good to go today. I really underestimated talking.
How long 3 hours is? How long 45 minutes of every hour is?
A little bit. It's just a nonstop burn. Back there.
Yeah, I could see you reach for your throat at one point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're watching along, you could probably – should I show everyone my tonsils or just as proof?
Sure. What are they going to do?
That's true. What are they going to do?
Take you off the air? Yeah. We're doing that anyway in 2 minutes.
They're massive. They're massive right now. For those who don't know, I just showed them on the air. Yeah, you can see them, right? They're like golf ball size. Like,
they got all sorts of
the grossest thing anyone's ever seen on the air.
The
whatever.
First time anyone's done that.
Showing the inside of their mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I didn't think you were. Also, you got like good lighting there, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I saw it.
The best lighting,
man. It was pretty nasty.
It's pretty gross. It's just all sorts of yellow, like. It's goo coming out of them?
Yeah, you're definitely sick. You're definitely. I'm not a doctor. You're definitely sick.
Ugh, goodness gracious. Yeah, from the 281, Paul, if you went to an Astros doctor, they would have considered you terminal. At least we could laugh about that. At least we know.
Yeah.
I do wonder if I need to go to a new one. My doctor, when she came in, it was a totally new doctor. And she was like, "Have I seen you before?" And I was like, "No." And she was like, "Wait, I have seen you before." And I said, "No, but I've seen you before." "No, no, no, you haven't seen me before." But I've seen you. No. Oh, I guess I haven't seen you before. I was like, "All right, cool." I feel like I'm getting like the Supercuts equivalent at this doctor's that I go to. It's not the same person every single time. It's like just someone new every single time when I go in there, and it's close. And you know,
convenient. Like, they saw you on a Saturday.
Insurance covers it. And they were open on a Saturday. Like that's the perk. But yeah, might need to upgrade the game. What else do we have here?
I'm sure the reactions on YouTube and Twitch.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. People are from the 832. Paul just made someone happy in Montrose. Goodness gracious. Another texter, Paul has knee soreness, send it to Sugar Land.
Is it knee and throat or just throat?
Yeah, both, a little both, man. Now that you mention it, my knees are a little sore right now. From the 832, go buy some Advil cold sinus. You got to get it from the pharmacy. Works wonders. But I'm already, like, here's the other thing, too. I haven't eaten really anything in the last couple of days. I've just, like, I've had two chicken noodle soups, and then it's been a lot of It's garbage time, by the way.
I'll just play you off.
Chicken
noodle soups.
Oh yeah. So just been all. I've had more drugs than I've had food. It's been ibuprofen and antibiotics.
The rock star lifestyle.
Anyway, I did this on my own. This was not Cal Media saying, Paul, you better be on the air today. It truly wasn't. I wanted to do the show today.
Like I said, two more hours than I thought we would get out of you today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So hopefully I'll be better tomorrow. Can I go to the grocery store with strep throat? Am I allowed out of my house? Like I
don't know the rules.
I don't
mask
either.
Up, just in case.
Yeah, text the rules. Okay. Appreciate everyone who tuned in. Appreciate Sean Mapes for bailing me out and talking to me as much as he has on today's show. I am merely Paul Gallant. Hopefully with better tonsils tomorrow. So long. Farewell. Up next, it's going to be Joe George and Jeremy Branham. They're going to be talking Astros baseball special edition of Inside the Icebox live here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5, ESPN Houston, and ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. So long. Farewell. Hopefully I'm back tomorrow. Peace.
ESPN 97.5.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.